And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Owen Guns Gene Pool Party.
Gene Pool Party tonight. Gene Pool Party tonight. Gene Pool Party tonight. Gene Pool Party tonight.
Yeah.
You're listening to Teeth of the Fae underneath us right now. That's Dungeon Synth for Goblins, for all you crazy Dungeon Synth for Goblins fans out there. You just heard the Owen Guns track called Gene Pool Party. Street punk from Not Safe for Work, Tony.
Lovely.
And it's from their new album, which has got the brilliant title, Songs About Fucking Idiots. What is the Owen Guns Bandcamp page?
owenguns.bandcamp.com.
It's the owenguns.bandcamp.com. theowenguns.bandcamp.com. Make it poorly internet one. Tony, Neil, what a fantastic band the Owen Guns are. Every time they bring something out, they let us know about it, and we're really happy. And as I say, I send all of my love, joy, happiness, and bodily fluids to Not Safe for Work, Tony, the home of the Owen Guns.
Excellent.
You will have to have listened to a lot of our shows to know what that means.
True.
It's in South Wales, Tony.
It is. I know. I've been
You're
there.
Australian. Yeah. So the album's not actually called Songs About Fucking Idiots. It's called Songs of Being Fucking Idiots, mate. You should have mate on the end. That's based on, maybe just says mate. Fantastic band. Thank you for sending that through. There will be more from them in the coming weeks. I've made a mistake here, but it doesn't matter. It's all right.
We'll smooth over it.
No, it's fine. You don't need to smooth over this. It was a bed I thought I'd got twice, but I haven't. I just hadn't deleted it. Oh, it's all right. I've got a joke instead. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That's what Jeff's done. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
It's excellent.
Really is. Jeff says, now call it a hunch, but I'm pretty sure I have an abnormal curvature of the spine. Jeff, P.S. I'm not too happy about this one, by the way.
Okay.
P.S. Aperitif is just cockney for a set of dentures. I find that rather gummist.
Yeah, it's true.
Jeff, less of the fucking tooth jokes. But anyway, still very funny. If you can do better than that, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. In the meantime, let's hear Jeff's thing again. So proud of that.
Excellent.
I'm tiring of Jeff, though. I'll never tire of Jeff. two songs in a row. Take, stay tuned for Bobby Peru. You might remember we talked about Bobby Peru the last time they were on. But in the meantime, China Shop Bull. I'm describing this particular track as Leeds Electro Ska Punk.
Okay.
But you can call it what you like. It's a great song. As we're about, and that it's also, I think it might be the name of the new album, but it's certainly the new single that we're playing right now. What is China Shop Bull's Bandcamp page?
ChinaShopBull.bandcamp.com?
It is ChinaShopBull.bandcamp.com. ChinaShopBull, ChinaShopBull.bandcamp.com. Tony Wong, Paulie B and the Internet One. Thanks for sending this through directly, China Shop Bull, by the way, you Leeds Electro Ska Punk weirdos. Staging the Bon Peru, this is Age of Post-Truth.
Jouster.
I need to see some ID. Driver's license, please.
You're listening to the Upsetters underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bobby Peru and a chat called Tar Heel Toilet Trouble. This is High Energy Melodic Riff Raff from Manchester. We played them the other week. You might remember I mentioned where the name Bobby Peru comes from. Can you remember it?
No.
Right, it's from a character in the David Lynch film Wild at Heart, played by Willem Dafoe.
Yes, we do remember. I do remember that. Right, gotcha. Yeah.
And since then, I have remembered more. I'll just tell you briefly. There's a scene in the film when he does nasty things to Laura Dern in a horrible little motel room in a tiny place in the southwest of the United States, something called Big Tuna.
Right.
And there's a line in it when he's so creepy in that film that when he says, "I'm like a one-eyed cat peeping in the seafood store," it's really horrible. Anyway, this Bobby Peru, not spelt quite the same as Bobby Peru, it's B-O-B-B-I-E Peru. What is Bobby Peru's Bandcamp page?
BobbyPeru.bandcamp.com.
Is Bobby-Peru or Bobby/Peru.bandcamp.com? Bandcamp.com, I'll get to that in a minute. BobbyPeru.bandcamp.com. Putting this at 2, Tony 1, and thanks for sending that through as well. Tar Heel Toilet Trouble. That is a classic title. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
What you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave a comment, do get in touch if you can. There's also a punky group in there. Just respond to last week's show post. We'll see it with our eyes. Three comments this week.
Wow.
From two different bands.
Brilliant.
Michelle Sisson got in touch to say 3615 Francis in the house. Thanks a lot for the playing and the support.
They were indeed in the house, although I do have I've got a problem with any band that's got a name and a number by it, because it looks remarkably biblical, doesn't it?
I don't know. I have no idea what it is.
Oh, it's a passage from the hoo-ha.
And also a heady monkey Francis got in touch to also say thank you so much for playing 3615 Francis.
Well, you know what? Was that monkey in the Bible?
There must have been a monkey in the Bible.
Right. We haven't done a competition for ages.
Okay.
If you can find us a passage in the Bible that features a monkey, we will make you the king of our listeners. Email paulieb@punkyradio.com with proof that there is a monkey in the Bible, and we will make you king of the listeners. If more than one of you do it, we'll make you a royal family that rule over the rest of the listeners. How about that?
Excellent.
Just email paulieb@punkyradio.com.
There you go.
Was there a monkey in the Bible?
There's definitely not a there's no dinosaurs, but is there a monkey? Who sees? We'll see. Larry73 got in touch.
See, which section of the Bible is that from?
I just it's all gone a bit biblical.
Is there a Larry in the Bible? Was it Matthew, Mark, Luke, John and Larry?
Yeah.
I would ask.
And they say
the fifth disciple. It's like the fifth beetle.
Yeah.
The fifth disciple, Larry. How come he wasn't in the Last Supper? He was having a row with the waiter. The wine. We ordered water. Is that Jesus, sir?
They say, I assume it's a they, Ridgeway. Gonna be my head forever.
Yeah.
Is it, hey, what was that? They're loving it. That's so yeah, thank you very much for that. That's it, Facebook.
Yeah, hang on, I missed the Ridgeway though.
Oh, they just said gonna be in the head forever.
Oh, I see. Got you. Well, it's a great off-the-cuff jingle.
I think we nailed it.
Works stunningly well. So that's it, is it?
That's it.
That concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Right. Death Valley Girls, Tony.
Okay.
You might have heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
They are LA garage rockers on tour in Spain, which is how we've heard what we're about to play, because there's this thing, isn't there? There's this Spanish website that they've started sending us music for touring bands, and quite frankly, I don't really know whether we've got permission to play this or not. Oh. It's all in Spanish. I can't be bothered to read it in case we don't. If I get it translated and it says we've sent this to everyone except for Punky Radio, who aren't allowed to play it, it will upset me. Mm. So instead, I'm just going to play it until such time as we can't. Anyway, Death Valley Girls at the moment are about to be touring Spain. And it's Nacho Novo something or other who sent us the things. Because they sent us the Raytons who are doing well, aren't they?
And I
think they sent us Grade 2, and it's like, oh, I don't know.
Right.
But anyway, Death Valley Girls are brilliant. What is Death Valley Girls' Bandcamp page?
deathvalleygirls.bandcamp.com.
It is. deathvalleygirls.bandcamp.com. Tony 2, Paulie B on the internet 2, and this is What Are the Odds? You're listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Death Valley Girls. What are the odds? Find out more at deathvalleygirls.bandcamp.com, and they are shortly to be doing a relatively small tour. I think it's 5 or 6 dates in Spain. Check them out. Spanish listeners.
I don't know why, son.
Did you do anything last week?
Apart from work, it's a lovely week, lovely warm week. Really great weather for sitting in an office. Friday,
yeah, I was inside a week.
Yeah, horrible. Friday, did a gig. So we drove to Bolton, the Alma. First time in Bolton, not my last. So we played Bolton Friday. It was nice. We had 3 bands, which were Cars 8 Paris, which actually were a lot better than I saw them last time, because I think last time they were down a member. I seem to vaguely remember they were missing the keyboard player or something. So they played, we played, it was an outdoor gig as well, and the back garden, you know, behind the pub was a little stage and seating areas. Everyone could drink, smoke, and it was nice weather. It was good. We played, and then Rice Hadda played, who I missed because we drove home too early. But I just caught them going on stage, and they were suitably madly dressed. Well, one of them was.
Just a fantastic live act.
Yeah.
Really entertaining.
But yeah, good. And then we saw the venue owner who's... We're going back. We're going to play the Alma this time. Then we're going to play the Hen and Chickens on the 28th of June. And then the owner came down. I think he offered us another gig in July back in Bolton. So we could be doing like three fucking gigs in Bolton in 3 months. I don't know.
Wow.
Bolton. Loving the babies. Who knew, eh?
There's not many bands from outside of Bolton that can probably have that claim to fame. But they've been Bolton 3 times in 3 months. You could be setting some sort of a record here.
Big in Bolton. That's what you want, isn't it? It's all right.
But I'm being relatively serious here, Tony.
Oh, okay.
How many bands outside of the Bolton scene will have played Bolton 3 times?
Don't know.
Any size, any level.
Because I think this place is a bit of a metal place. It's probably a tribute to Mansfield. It's very... Right. Run down. Maybe it's got a really high metal quota. Certainly that was, it wasn't
so
metal.
In that case, then, we can be more specific here. Are you the first ever punk band from outside of Bolton to play Bolton 3 times in 3 months?
I'm going to say yes.
You have to cling on to everything in this job.
You've got to, yeah. No, it's little things,
isn't it? You have to cling on. You've got to find out.
Okay.
If there's ever been a punk band that's played Bolton 3 times in 3 months, I doubt it.
If there's ever a job for ChatGPT, that was one.
Well, there you go. I mean, I don't know how that works.
To be honest with you, I don't either. Aside from that, what is it? So Saturday, tired. Sunday, work today. It's work apart from that. But that's the last gig I've got until the wedding gig on the 21st of June. So I've got a nice break from it now.
Ooh.
I can do more work. So that'd be nice. What are you up to?
Well, I'd say the main thing of interest, really, was Eurovision.
Ah, yes.
Which I didn't even mention last week, but I watched both the semi-finals and the final.
Yes.
And I've come away from it despairing of the modern world, but spare a thought for my mother.
Go on.
Because my mother was in some Eurovision sweepstake. Right.
Yeah.
Old people. This is old people. Old people. I'm not entirely sure how they got together this sweepstake, but there were enough in it for everyone to get a country in the final. So there's at least 26, or 27?
24, 26, something like that. Yeah, 26.
So lots. Anyway. Mum got Israel.
Oh, wow.
Right. And thought she nearly ripped the ticket up when it came out. And then after the public vote, they were top until the very last votes, weren't they?
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Yeah, Mum got Israel. I was very impressed with Finland. I think that sings us a bright future.
Is that the two lads singing and rapping, Finland? Which one?
No.
No, that was Iceland, wasn't it? Which one was Finland?
Finland.
Oh, the stripper.
The dirty lady. Finland was the dirty lady. She was the stripper.
It was Finland a bit strippery, wasn't it? What was it called? Coming or something.
Yeah, it's called Ich. Ikoma.
Right.
Coming. But
yeah.
In the semi final, they force fed her a cheese fondue and it just looked pornographic. It was brilliant. And she really went for it as well. I mean, fair play to her. She looks like a really game bird. Mm. She looks like a right laugh. I found aspects of it entertaining, but most of it was absolutely dreadful. I found Graham Norton very funny at one bit when he said, I think it was the French entry.
Yeah.
Watch out halfway through because she does appear to have had an explosion from the rear or something.
He wasn't wrong, was he?
No, it was really funny, wasn't it? Oh, so you watched it all as well?
Oh, yeah, I watched it all last night. I just watched the last one last night.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, the semis are worth watching because there's even worse songs in those. So it means that when you see the final, you actually think it's on the level that you didn't before, I suppose. So there's that. Then there's the fact that Forest won a match just now.
Mm.
So we now, with one game left, we still have a chance of qualifying for Champions League if other results go in our favour. And we beat Chelsea. I'll be at the game this Sunday, but more of that later on. And also, I have finally signed off on my fucking kids book.
Hey!
It has a publication date.
Ooh.
July the 17th.
Handy.
Which we might find very significant indeed.
That's very handy.
It's very handy, isn't it?
Yes.
But more of that later. So anyway, that's that. But we ought to crack on with something from the vaults, didn't we?
Yeah.
This is technically from the vaults, in that it is a new Cherry Red release. They have reissued Shock Troops by Cox Barrett with extra bits and bobs, as you'd expect, the London punk legends. And I've picked a track from it that we haven't played before, but it is from the vaults because they're an old band. Makes sense, doesn't it? And it's an old song. What is Cox Sparrow's website?
Coxsparrow.com.
Coxsparrow.co.uk. Poorly B and Internet 3. Is that 3 or 4?
No. 3.
3. Poorly B and Internet 3. Tony 2. This is Droogs Don't Run. Listening to Chup Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cox Sparrow, a track called Droogs Don't Run. Find out more at coxsparrow.co.uk. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
In that case, it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I will just say, I thought the winning entry in Eurovision, the Austrian one, was fucking rubbish.
I didn't like it.
No.
But I didn't like a lot. The ones I liked were all choices. Well, apart from the sauna song, which I really liked. I quite like Estonia, the pistol.
Yeah,
the
I like the sauna one. But actually, unusually possibly, I liked Latvia, which was the one
oh,
that
the chicks.
Was
the
all the chicks doing the polyphonic spree job. I thought they were great.
Yeah, I like that one.
And so did the general public quite like them as well. But the jury around the Europe, but they're all wankers, aren't they?
Yeah. I didn't think ours was that bad.
I did.
Did you? It was alright.
Yeah. I wasn't surprised the general public gave it nil point. Well, actually, I was surprised because that's the kind of nonsense the general public normally like, isn't it? Just a waste of time, ooey ooey track.
Yeah. But disappointing.
I was surprised the judges gave them as many points as they did.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah. So, anyway, gigs, sorry.
Gigs, if you don't forget, if you've got a gig for me, don't forget, email me, tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is to watch them play. Let me know your gigs. I'm not doing one this week, I'm not doing one for another 3 or 4 weeks. Lovely. Jeff's been in touch.
Hey, Tolo, Jeff.
And he says, Jester Jeff at the Shasta Renaissance Fair.
He loves that Shasta Renaissance
Fair.
He
loves a bit of Shasta in.
He does, yeah.
So it's this weekend, the 24th and 25th of May. It's
Shasta.
It's at the Shasta County Fairgrounds in Anderson, California, IA. And it's Jeff.
It's the Jester Man. Shasta.
It's Jeff Hooker's Shoes and the Golden Goblin Jug Band.
Brilliant.
And he says they're the worst band in the world. Basically, I grab random musicians from the fair. We don't tune, nor do I know if they know the songs. The idea is to help empty the fairgrounds at the end of the fair.
And what a great idea.
And we are loud.
What a great idea.
So it's on the 24th at 6 p.m. and 25th at 5 p.m. So the main stage is at the Shasta County Fairgrounds. And it's free with fair entrance. And he says, I have no fucking idea how much that is. So there you go, Jeff. So it basically, it knows about as much about gigs as I tend to know about gigs going in.
I'm impressed with that. I'm also very impressed with the fact that inside just over half a show, we've managed to have two references to goblins.
Yeah.
That have involved Goblin Shark.
Incredible. Yeah. That's it for gigs. Yeah, gobbling it up. That's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I'm looking forward to what's next. Right. Now, Tony.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but recently I was thinking that I was about ready for a new chapter in Turkish black metal. Do you feel the same?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
You weren't necessarily that keen on previous chapters of Turkish black metal, so I'd say a new one. Brilliant.
It's always time for a new chapter.
All the way to Istanbul is Nihil Chaos. I'm calling them Nihil Chaos because it's spelled N-I-H-I-L and then K-A-O-S. And I reckon it's Nihil as in short for nihilistic. Mm. Rather than nihil. Nihil Chaos. They are a new chapter in Turkish black metal brought to us by Wormhole Death Records. And I thought that if you're going to have a new chapter in Turkish black metal, it ought to have a particularly grim name.
Yes.
And it has done. What is Nihil Chaos's Bandcamp page?
Nihilchaos.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's N-I-H-I-L-K-A-O-S, Nihilchaos.bandcamp.com, making it Tony 3, Paulie B in the internet 3, and this is the happy and smiley, a hymn to mass graves. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Nihil Chaos, a track called A Hymn to Mass Graves, because there ain't no party like a new chapter in Turkish black metal party. That is representative of their latest album. If you enjoyed that track, find out more, nihilchaos.bandcamp.com. Are you doing anything this week?
I've got meetings. I've got the dentist, which is great. Dentist on Thursday, and then no gigs. Lovely. No band practice. Just a weekend off, which is rarity. But apart from that, I don't think there's much else going on. I think it is pretty dull and work heavy. Work's ramped up again, which is all good. Right. So work really, no gigs. What are you up to?
I think I've got a big week.
Oh, okay.
Or rather, a big weekend coming up. Anyway, so this week, the next few days, I'm going to try and get some sunlight, something I failed to do last week. I'm also, next weekend, here we go. So next weekend, one of my lodgers is departing.
Just one?
Just one. The other one's leaving soon, but one of them... Yeah, because it's all on their rent dates.
Ah, okay.
Right. So this one leaves this week, the other one leaves, I think, the week after or something. Right, so I got that to sort out. Also, I've got a feeling it's this Saturday that there is a punk for the homeless gig at Bunkers Hill. I'm not sure, but I'm sure there's a punk for the homeless gig this weekend or something like that that I am supposed to be going to. I'll find out more about that, but I probably am going that Saturday. On Sunday at 4 o'clock, Nottingham Forest play Chelsea, and as discussed, if we win that game, we get Europa League for definites, but also if other things go in our favour, we could still get Champions League. It's massive, so massive in fact, that when the game finishes around 6 o'clock, I'm going to be walking back to my car, I'm going to be getting in it, and I'm going to do what any sensible Nottingham Forest fan would do after such a monumental occasion. I'm going to drive to Gloucestershire, to a village called Birdlip, where I'm going to book into a hotel called the Royal George Hotel. It's a Green King Hotel, if you're interested. I'll be drinking and eating, hopefully celebrating. And after a restful night's sleep in one of their extremely comfortable beds, I will be getting up to be out of there by 11 a.m. so I can do the 1 hour walk to a place called Cooper's Hill, where I can watch the annual Gloucestershire cheese rolling competition. When I told my mum that I was going down, and she said, "Oh, you're not going to join it, are you?" Well, I won't be joining in, Mum. I'm not actually going to be cheese rolling. If you don't know what cheese rolling is, they stand at the top of a very steep hill, someone lobs a massive cheese down it, the whole fucking, whatever they're called, trench, whatever they are, the whole circle thing, what are they called, those?
Wheel?
A whole wheel of cheese, yeah. They throw a wheel of cheese down it and everyone runs after it trying to catch it. It is absolute mayhem. Thousands of people show up to watch it, hundreds of people compete in it. There are adult races downhill and junior races uphill, which I don't really see how it can be that hard to catch a cheese rolling uphill, because they couldn't. But anyway, I'm sure they found a way around it. And I'm looking forward to it so much. When I said I wanted to do loads of weird sporty events and things this year, and lots of them, like World's Strongest Man, isn't happening where it was. And the Red Bull Soapbox Derby isn't happening where it was in England. And things that I wanted to do, I can't get to, but I'm getting to this one.
Cool.
I'm going to watch the Chief. Have you ever wanted to watch it, Tom?
No.
No?
No.
Well, you get a full review.
Excellent.
The show that will be the week after next. I think we'll explain that on next week's show.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I've got planned. So it could be quite a big week. It could be terrifically anticlimactic. It could cloud over. My logic could decide not to leave. Forest could lose. And the cheese rolling could either be rained off, cancelled or shit. But wow. I'm thinking positively.
Yeah.
So instead, I'll talk about two songs in a row. Stay tuned for a band we never played before called Emergency Break. But first, a band we have played before. The Laissez-Faire's, Tony. Las Vegas Maximum Mod Psych here. And I think this came through by a rum bar, so Peg Tolo, Malibu Woo. What is the Laissez-Faire's Bandcamp page?
The Laissez-Faire's.bandcamp.com.
It is thelaissezfairs.bandcamp.com. thelaissezfairs. thelaissezfairs.bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 5, full of the internet 4. Stay tuned for emergency break. This is Cryptic Face.
She's painting her pictures down the garden shed. Everybody loves her, though she's off her head. She never makes mistakes, but she's always wrong. Even when she says that I don't belong. She is my cryptic friend. Oh yeah. And she says her love is to lend. Oh no. Just look at those colors. A starry eyes, these lovers. She's never ever like the others. She never really listens to a word I say. I try to
it.
Do you wanna risk your life? Do you wanna put up a fight? The picture palace got a view. You may jump off it after a few. No. After a few.
You're listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Emergency Brake, track called Dollface. They are five-piece energetic rock with a punk edge from London. And that is a terrific song. What is Emergency Brake's Bandcamp page?
Emergencybrake.bandcamp.com.
Emergencybrakeband.bandcamp.com. Poorly being this net four, only four. What a thriller. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant. Let's hear the thing.
Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat.
Shiny elbows.
Shiny elbows indeed.
What have you got?
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. All twats are with thanks. Every twat responded to. Let me know your twats. I think it's been a bit twat low this past few weeks, so we've got one. Steve's been in touch.
Eggs hollow, Steve.
And he says, eggs hollow, Tony. Sorry, I have been missing for a few weeks. The phone I listened to Punky on was broken. I fixed it, and so now I'm back with Punky. Former FBI Director James Comey is being investigated by the Secret Service after he shared, then deleted, a social media post, which Republicans alleged was an incitement to violence against US President Donald Trump. Comey posted on Instagram a photo of seashells that spelled the numbers 8647, which he captioned, "Cool shell formation on my beach walk." The number 86 is a slang term whose definitions include to reject or to get rid of, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, which also notes that it has more recently been used as a term meaning to kill. And Trump is the 47th US president. James Comey is a twat for giving Trump something really stupid to make news about whilst Trump's people are sharing bombing plans on Signal. If Comey wants to assassinate Trump, I don't think he would post on social media. Steve,
I've got no problem.
I've got no problem with that. So,
we sometimes do have a problem, but for this one, we just haven't.
No.
Yeah. He deserves a twatting.
So, for giving Trump something stupid to make news about, James Comey from probably Washington-ish is a twat.
Absolutely fair enough. Yeah. Let's do the thing again.
Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a
twat. Very nice, isn't it? One last track this week, and while you were doing that, I did actually Google whether there was a monkey in the Bible.
Right.
So I know the answer. But I'm going to save it for when we discuss it.
Okay.
I'm just monkeying with you, with my monkey business. My biblical monkey business. My B&B. I got my B&B. Goddamn B&B. Last track this week comes from a band that probably call themselves Blast Craze. But I'm calling them Blast Craze because I've got a southern accent. I talk, of course, about the band that were formerly Totally Gnarly, that I believe might be friends of Friends of Tongs, which is how we maybe came to know them in the first place. Anyway, renamed now. Don't know whether it's a new band lineup or whether they just changed that. All the way from Gloversville, New York State, rather New York City, because as you know, Matt Berry can fuck off. But New York State, I've looked where it is. They're the wrong side of Albany, Tony.
Okay.
They are the wrong side of Albany. They're in the sticks. It's a nice looking part of the world. It's vaguely nondescript. But if I lived there, I'd probably want to get in a street punk band as soon as I could. And that's what they did. So well done, Blast Craze. What is Blast Craze's Bandcamp page, though?
Blastcraze.bandcamp.com.
It's blast-craze.bandcamp.com. blast-craze.bandcamp.com. Making it poorly be an internet five, Tony four. And as if that wasn't bad enough for you, Tone. Now you've got a horse. This is Tony the Pony.
Subscribe to Nepal until his voice is gone. Don't give a shit on Nepal, and then they'll sing the song. No, Tony the Pony. He sucks a little
That's about the size of it for this week. That was Blast Quake, a terrific track called Tony the Pony. I'm loving that title. Street Punk from Gloversville, New York State. Find out more, blast-craze.bagger.com. Maybe you could mention one or two ways people can listen to this show, Tony.
Yeah, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Late shows on the front page. All the shows are on there in the archive. Nearly 20 years worth of shows on there. Wow. If you do ever want to go back and listen to them all, they're there. You can also find us in various stations like PadunkRadio.com, RadioAndrew.se, RadioFolkestone.com. If you're down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify. Less reliable.
I just thought I should get in early one after ignoring it the other week.
Less reliable because they've been trying to remove some shows, but they're still on there. So we're fighting the fight and all that, but it's a good way to listen. But if you can't find them on there, punkyradio.com. The shows are all on there.
That's the easiest way, isn't it?
And Amazon Radio. Music is on there. There's an Alexa thing. You stick that thing, do that. Yeah. You tell her do something, she does it. It's all very cool and techno, I'm sure. But yeah, that's about it.
Throw that beat in the garbage can. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo-dapoo.
But you can't, yeah. Shitty boss, yeah.